In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you seen any good superhero movies lately? Superhero movies have been all the rage for several years now. Sometimes I wonder, can't Hollywood come up with a new idea? Actually, what I'm told is that these superhero franchises are just about guaranteed money makers for the studio. Put the name of a superhero in the title, and people will come and see it, both in the United States and globally. People might not go to see a movie with a name like Licorice Pizza because they don't know what it's about. But if Captain America or Wonder Woman are in the title, you know what to expect, and the crowds will be there. I've never been a particularly big superhero movie fan myself. I've caught bits and pieces of Spider-Man and Iron Man on TV after their theater runs were over. But I'm not sure if I've ever sat through an entire superhero movie, except for Batman. For some reason, Batman fascinates me. Maybe it's the dark side of the Dark Knight. I've seen several incarnations of Batman: Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, and of course Adam West in the campy old 1960s TV series. So I did have some interest in the movie Superman vs. Batman: The Dawn of Justice, which of course was a sequel to the movie, or the sequel to that was Superman: Man of Steel. We all know the basics of the Superman saga. Superman was sent to Earth as a baby from the dying planet Kryptonite. He came to Earth with all, or Krypton, I'm sorry, is the name of the planet, and he came to Earth with all the advanced knowledge that Krypton had embedded in him. His purpose here was to fight for truth and justice. On Earth, he has superhuman powers: great strength, the ability to fly, X-ray vision, and such. In Man of Steel, the evil leader of Krypton tracks Superman to Earth, and they do mortal combat. Earth's military leaders are at first uncertain about Superman, but eventually they side with him, and Superman wins. But in Batman versus Superman, Batman fears that Superman has too much power and evil intentions. He thinks that Superman has brought evil to Earth. The two also do battle. Spoiler alert: in the end, Batman and Superman find that they must join together to fight the real evil. That's the usual theme of superhero movies, pretty much of all science fiction: the battle of good versus evil. It seems to me that superhero movies are really theology. In science fiction, we can work out our spiritual and theological theories unrestrained by the confines of the real world. I'm sure that science fiction authors like Isaac Asimov and Kilgore Trout would agree with that. A few years ago, I heard something interesting about superheroes. Spider-Man wasn't born Spider-Man. Peter Parker had to be bitten by a radioactive spider to get his spidey senses and power. He puts on a costume to become Spider-Man. Batman wasn't born Batman. He was born Bruce Wayne. It was his desire to avenge his parents' murder that drove him to use his vast wealth to don the cowl and become Batman. Only Superman was born Superman. Clark Kent isn't who he really is. Clark Kent is the disguise that he puts on. It's the exact opposite of all the other superheroes. Superman puts on a costume to become an average guy, not the other way around. And in that way, Superman can sort of be an analogy for Christ. Jesus Christ came to Earth from another world as a human baby. He is the Son of God from all eternity. Jesus doesn't become the Son of God at his baptism or at his transfiguration or by transforming himself through some sort of pilgrimage or quest. Jesus hides his divine identity by taking on our human flesh. He becomes one of us, yet remains God. The transfiguration further confirms who Jesus is. Peter, John, and James get a glance under the mask, a peek behind the cowl, and see a supernatural sight like no one had ever seen before, Jesus in his glory. For them, it is like the few people who discover that Clark Kent is Superman or that Bruce Wayne is Batman, but far greater. Like a true superhero, Jesus vows those who know who he is to absolute secrecy. The primary reason for all this secrecy around Jesus being the Messiah is that no one could really understand what it meant for Jesus to be God's anointed until he was raised from the dead. A premature proclamation from the witnesses without credibility would only confuse things and obscure the truth. People could misunderstand Jesus, and some did. A lot still do. Jesus' purpose for coming to earth was not just to fight for truth and justice, but to save you from your sins. Jesus did that in a most unusual way. He stands up for truth and justice and accomplishes our salvation by dying on the cross. Unlike the superheroes that annihilate their enemies with high-tech weapons or brute strength, Jesus wins by what looks like losing, at least at first glance. Superhero analogy is helpful here again. Superman is stronger than any human being, but if he defeats evil men by sheer force, so what? There's no compelling story there. Superman gets no glory for winning what is an easy contest for him. It's only when Superman's powers are compromised, like by kryptonite, or when he squares off against an enemy equally as strong as he is. Now that story would inspire awe in us. That's because the risk and the sacrifice are real. Only if Superman has a chance of losing does the battle take courage and have meaning. Then it becomes an act of showing his love for human beings and his commitment to truth and justice. And that then is worthy of our admiration. Jesus is much more powerful than the devil or any force of evil. But he willingly set aside his powers to win salvation for us as one of us. The cross inspires us because the pain that Jesus felt was real. Jesus could have run away, but he didn't. We can face death knowing that our Savior died before us. He went ahead of us into death to show us the way out. Way too many movies and video games have characters who are routinely resurrected. In the real world as it is, Jesus' resurrection is a once and only event in history. No one has ever risen from the grave like Jesus did, and no one ever will. Jesus does what no mere mortal or even superhero can do. He walked out of the tomb. He just walked out of the tomb. The transfiguration gives us a glimpse of Jesus' resurrected glory. We cannot say that we can completely fathom what Jesus knew and felt as the only person ever who was truly God and truly man. We can't know that. Yet it appears that this encounter with Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration helped Jesus in some way to prepare for the final battle that would lead to the cross. It probably helped the disciples too during Jesus' passion to recall that they had had this hint of something unique and special about Jesus, a portent of something spectacular to come. We portray this. We act this out in the drama of our liturgy today as the glory of the Epiphany and the Transfiguration fade now into the struggle of Lent. Lent, in turn, gives way to the intensity of Holy Week And then the unbridled joy of Easter. In so many ways, Holy Scripture and our worship, which is based on Scripture, recapitulates the story of our lives and tell us where we are going. Born mere human infants, our human nature created by God was good, but it's obscured by our sinful flesh. We are guided by the Bible, the law, and the prophets represented by Moses and Elijah as we battle for truth and justice and fight temptation. But our flesh is weak. We fail. Still, there are glorious moments, moments of insight and clarity, transcendent experiences, mountaintop experiences, gift that God gives us when we see beyond the veil and these buoy our sinking spirits in this life. Ultimately, it all comes down to the cross. God became a man, died, and rose again so that we could become immortal like God. Beyond the gate of death, by God's grace, we share there in Jesus' victory and resurrection as we see him as he really is, and we know the truth and the peace that his triumph brings. May God bless you as you prepare this Lent for the joy of Easter. Amen.